What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So before the break, we were doing this story about how Chinese state media warns of impending high-tech Cold War fueled by AI competition. I have to be very honest, and with all due respect to Donald Trump and everybody out there working in AI, I'm a little less impressed than probably a lot of other people are. And probably most people's idea of artificial intelligence is based on what they see in movies, like 2001, and remember how that one turned out, or the Terminator series, or even iRobot. But I have a fundamental question about AI. AI, as it's implemented today, simply means software that is able to learn on its own and build up a database on which it will make future decisions, which sounds all well and good. But what if the AI is learning something wrong or is coming to the wrong conclusion? There doesn't seem to be a check. And the reason I think this is because I have the Weather Channel app on my smartphone, and every time it pops on up, down at the bottom is a little banner using IBM's Watson, which is IBM's AI system. And lately, the forecasts are just, they're useless past a few hours out. And they're constantly changing. And if this is what AI is going to do, I question its usability here. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. First, did you get snow in Hawaii?
Yes, we did. Of course, we get snow in Hawaii every winter at the tops of the volcanoes on the Big Island and on Haleakala in Maui. But this time, the snow just came down to a record low level. They had to close the road to Haleakala. One of the state parks was just covered in the stuff. And so, yeah, it was a record snow here in Hawaii.
Wow. You know, Mike, I have a great idea for what California can, how they can utilize those abandoned stations. Now that that project has been canceled, they can house migrants. You know, divide them up into separate living quarters, bring in some nice luxury appliances, maybe put in some jacuzzis in there, make them feel at home.
I'd rather do that for homeless Americans.
Of course, but California, I'm sure, will probably go with my suggestion.
Well, you know, when I saw the photo of this station, and it's architecturally beautiful, and the first thing I thought is, was it really necessary to build it this way as opposed to a simple, functional train station?
And is it true that you said that Senator Feinstein's husband was awarded one of the contracts?
Yep.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful. You know, Mike, I was listening to somebody. I think it was something I read online. I think it was from a British tourist who visited San Francisco, and he was writing how appalling, how horrific the situation is there with the homeless, the druggies, the people pissing in the streets and all. The people who live, I don't know how these people, I guess these people who live in these big cities like San Francisco, L.A., I think you mentioned Denver last week, I guess these people are so ideologically committed, brainwashed, that even they who live in these cities, they won't complain. Because by complaining, they'll be admitting that they were wrong all along.
That's certainly one aspect of it. But the other one is that this transition from clean, beautiful cities to what we are seeing today took place over a very, very long time. And you've heard the expression boiling the frog slowly. That's what's been happening here. This didn't happen overnight. If it had, I'm sure people would be up in arms saying, what the heck happened?
But well, this goes back to the immigration.
Day after day after day.
Right. Well, this goes back to the Immigration Act of 1965. Talking about boiling the frog, where they at that time they said, "Oh, this would not have a significant impact on the demographics of the country," so people just went along with it. So it started back in 1965.
Well, don't forget, a large part of the problem we're dealing with are not the legal immigrants, but the illegal immigrants, which, according to some estimates, number in the millions, and a lot of them are in Southern California.
Yeah, Mike, and I have to say this. And I don't want this to be taken the wrong way from the viewers or by you, but, you know, Donald Trump in his State of the Union was talking about he wants more and more legal immigration. I'm with Gerald Celente. I'm against all immigration at this point. I think we need time to integrate those who are already here. Of course, I'm against the illegal immigration. I believe the border should be secure. The wall should be built. But I'm against all legal immigration.
Well, I think it should certainly be cut back. I mean, if there is somebody in another country who has a skill set that we don't have here,
okay,
then
I agree.
By all means, let them in here.
Yes, I agree.
But, you know, Trump is basically pandering to his corporate donors by bringing in more legal immigrants to take white-collar jobs, to drive wages and salaries down. And it's a very foolhardy situation. At a time when the national debt just went through $22 trillion, to be driving down wages and salaries and therefore taxes. And remember, big corporations don't pay a lot of taxes. I think Amazon paid zero. You can see where the lines are going to cross at some point.
Yeah. Well, of course, I mean, the progressives, they've given up on the working man. I mean, people like Jimmy Dore, who I really like what he says when it comes to these wars, he's all for these people coming into the country. So, I mean, that goes against his whole progressive argument of defending, you know, defending the working man and arguing for higher wages. Well, how are you going to get higher wages with this flow, this deluge coming into the country?
Yeah, absolutely. None of it. I mean, if you really step back and actually look at it all very carefully as a whole, it doesn't make sense. There are too many parts that just don't match with the other. And in many ways, the country is already breaking up.
Yeah. And then, Mike, going back to the this hoax, this Jesse, I forgot his last name, the one who did
Justice
this hoax
Smollett.
In Chicago. Yeah, the media just forgets about it. It goes down the memory hole. It's the same thing what happened with the Israeli kid who was calling in all these threats to the synagogues and other Jewish agencies. The media just forgot about it. Like, that never happened.
It's going to be a little harder this time. It's going to be a little harder this time because of Jesse Smollett's star value. That is going to keep this story alive. And, you know, and certainly in the independent media, we're going to keep this story alive because it is a reminder. You should never accept the claim of a hate crime at face value. You should wait until you actually have the facts. And, I mean, there have been so many of these over the past, the Tawana Brawley hate crime hoax, all the rape hoaxes that were taking place in the 1990s. And it tells you that you got to be very careful about what you're being told. It's also, unfortunately, a rather bad portrait of the American people that so many would engage in such behavior.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's see if it impacts his career. I don't think it will.
He was already being written out of the show, and if he is sent to prison, I think it's going to be very hard to get to a casting session from there.
Well, he should be sent to prison. Look at the resource hours that were wasted with the Chicago police. He should be sent to prison at least. Oh, Mike, last question. I got in a little late. I saw that aid for Venezuela, I don't know what it was, 900 tons of... Was there any update on that as far as, like, is it actually food and medicine?
Well, there's two different aid deliveries. The U.S. delivered 200 tons of aid to Colombia right near the Venezuelan border. Maduro is convinced it's actually weapons and supplies for paramilitary groups. But Venezuela also got 990 tons of real humanitarian aid from all their allies from places like Russia and China. And a lot of it is mostly like medications and that kind of things.
Oh, okay. That's probably what I read. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay. And we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. As it turns out, Facebook's automated ad approval system can be tricked. And an Al Jazeera investigation found that it is possible to buy ads to spread misinformation and fake news, and that somebody was doing just that ahead of the Nigeria elections. Now, last month, Facebook said it would temporarily disallow political ads targeting Nigeria from being purchased outside the country in an attempt to prevent foreign influence in the elections, which happened actually like Friday. But basically the ads Al Jazeera was able to get Facebook to approve included a false claim that armed group Boko Haram would take part in the elections. So all these automated systems, they're not really very good. And we're moving into AI. When you mix the ideas of artificial intelligence with sloppy coding, you're just asking for something horrible to happen here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I just a drink of cool water in the desert, you know?
Yep.
Just hearing your voice, you're very calm, and I just share so many same things with you. You know, I grew up the same way. I was raised Catholic. You were raised Catholic, right?
No, I was raised Congregational. My father was Catholic, and my family was Catholic all the way back to the 1490s, and before that, we were Jewish.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. We both grew up walking with our freaking 22s and shotguns out, and
yes.
You know, so I totally relate to all that. We're about the same age. But, you know, I was just going to throw something quick, just kind of a little levity, but, you know, I know you probably saw this George Mendoza, 95, died. He had that the iconic photo kissing that nurse, whatever it was,
yes.
After World War II was over.
Yes.
You remember that? Obviously, everybody knows that photo, right?
Yeah. You know, there were two different women claimed to be the girl in the picture.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, whatever it was, you know, the thing I was just going to say, and I'll let you go, I'll get the rest of your phone calls, but, you know, I just was thinking, if that was done today, there'd be multiple lawsuits filed for sexual harassment.
Yeah, the world has changed so drastically, you know, and there was another article that was out there saying, political correctness has ended comedy, which is why today's what passes for comedy is basically just screeching about Donald Trump from a stage, and that we have become such an intolerant nation, but we're being indoctrinated to be offended by everything and everybody for political gain, to keep us divided and constantly hostile with each other. And we need to learn how to stop being offended and just go back to being relaxed and saying, okay, that's your opinion.
Mike, can't you find a place that we can all go to and just, like, live free? I know that.
Not until the next Starship shows up.
I don't know how that worked out, but, I mean, it's just ridiculous. There's no freedom anymore. You know, I mean, it's just everything is, like you say, politically, you got to be politically correct. Everybody's offended by everything.
Yep.
Just how ridiculous is that, you know?
It is. It's completely ridiculous. And it's engineered. You know, we, the American people, did not decide to become this population of overly sensitive, finger pointers. It was sold to us. We were encouraged to be that way. It was held up as a new social ideal to run around being constantly offended by everything.
You know, that's so true. You know, I'm hanging in there. You know, but my biggest letdown was I campaigned for Ron Paul, and you know that was I cannot think of very few things I disagree with you about, and of course Ron Paul. You know, can you imagine if that guy would have made, you know, they didn't kill him, if he would have become president? Is there anything about Ron Paul that you disagree with?
Not really. I wanted him to become president. But again, I don't know how he would have fared against the deep state. I hate to use this kind of language, but we almost need a strong man as president, somebody who can push back against the deep state and say, stop doing that. We don't have that with Donald Trump, who I would say is my greatest political disappointment.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm right with you. He's Zionist-controlled, Sheldon Adelson, the whole bit. And it just makes me sick. It makes me sick because they get your hopes up and then they slam them down. But,
yep.
You know, Mike, you're out there, you know, you're on the front lines there, and I appreciate everything you do, and I hope you go on for another 20 years. So thank you, brother.
Well, that would be very, very, very nice, but, you know, I'm going to be 66 here this year, so I don't know if I've got 20 years left in me. But I'll just go as long as I can.
Well, a lot of people hope you do.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the kind words, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the world of computers and the world of Facebook, apparently Facebook has been caught tracking users and ex-employees it considers represents threats. They actually have a BOLO list. Be on the lookout. And it's very Big Brother-esque, even for the social media giant. But apparently Facebook mines its own network for threatening comments, according to CNBC, and uses location data from apps installed on the phones of those users in order to track them. Now, any user who publicly threatens Facebook by showing up repeatedly on company property, penning long email threats, or even posting improper comments in response to public missives from Zuckerberg can end up on Facebook's BOLO list, which apparently is already hundreds long. And what's really a little more interesting and alarming is Facebook used a security app to spy on their competitors. Facebook used Onavo Virtual Private Network to gather information on their competitors. This may have been Facebook knowingly violating both data privacy and anti-competition laws. Now, as you know, there's been a big brouhaha, if you will, over 5G. And there's a lot of money at stake. And some of the nation's cell phone providers have accepted the new reality, and they're already starting to convert their networks over. And all those cell phone companies that don't have the money to do so and are going to be left behind in 4G twilight zone or limbo, they're out there screaming, oh, 5G is going to melt your brain. 5G is going to make your hair fall out. 5G is to all these bad things. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that China, and especially Huawei, own a lot of the patents on these 5G products and chips. And the U.S. and Britain don't want to let them in because it's going to be what they see as competition to U.S.-produced chips that can't compete. They're basically accepting, we're not the manufacturing power we used to be. Now we rely on protectionism. We're going to keep those other guys out. We're going to make sure that the American people have less than the best on planet Earth because that's the way that we'll go on making money out of them. But there's been a major blow to U.S. efforts to persuade allies to ban Huawei from high-speed telecommunication systems. The U.S. has been claiming that Huawei has built Chinese espionage software into their 5G chips. And Britain came on out and pulled the rug out from under that one, saying that Huawei is a manageable risk for the 5G rollout. Now, probably what Britain is simply deciding is it's a choice between Chinese spying on us or the U.S. spying on us. I think we're going to go with China spying on us. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, To show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're still talking about computers. And here's another story about artificial intelligence. There's this project backed by Elon Musk, and apparently research group OpenAI developed a large-scale unsupervised language model that is able to generate news stories from a simple headline. Now, I'm not exactly sure where it's getting the body of the news article for. Maybe it's going out on the net and looking for information, but apparently this system has been deemed too dangerous to release. And they've unveiled a smaller version purely for research purposes. You know, I hate to sound like a Luddite, and I've spent my life with computers, and I like computers when they're working and when the software is bug-free. But I think, like with pharmaceuticals, these technologies are being developed and pushed onto the market before they're really, really ready. Let's take another phone call from Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Michael, regarding this so-called hate crime, I live in a city, and I didn't believe it from day one because it happened on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the morning. And that particular time, the temperature was 29 degrees below zero. And now this guy claims he left his hotel or his apartment to get a sandwich. There's a thing called a delivery service. And not only that, he claimed that these guys had some rope. Michael, how many people do you know that carry rope around them unless they live in Texas?
True. That's a good point.
Yeah, what I mean by that, I'm talking about cowboys, you know, ranchers that might carry rope with them. So the whole, I never believed it, and I thought the guy, I don't know, he wants more publicity, but I hope he goes.
That's exactly what he wanted. He was being written out of the TV show, and he thought that getting some publicity might convince the executive producer to change mind and say, yeah, let's keep him on.
Well, you know what, I hope he goes to jail, because apparently the Chicago police, they're going to have a grand jury session regarding this.
So, yeah.
And the final thing, I am so glad you brought up Allende today, because when I see the situation in Venezuela, it reminds me of what happened in 1973, where the American CIA, the State Department, and the president decided to go down there and get rid of Allende. And the funny thing about it, though, during that time, it was the height of Watergate. Now, I don't know if Trump, well, maybe he decided to do this before the investigation, but it seems like history is repeating itself again.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's been an ongoing, continuous pattern of the United States government doing this to other countries going back for most of our history. And the difference is back then, the American people weren't aware it was going on. Because they trusted the press, the newspapers, later the radio and TV, when they were told that, oh, we're bringing democracy into these people. They're living under this cruel tyrant of a dictator. And today, of course, Americans have access to other sources of information, you know, like the fact that Maduro won his election honestly last year, with international observers saying it was one of the most honest and transparent elections possible. You know, better than what we have here in the United States.
Right. You know, and it's kind of funny also, like on 60 Minutes, the guy was talking about getting rid of Trump by using the 25th Amendment. America has been doing that since, the 1800s, you know, going into another country and getting rid of their leaders. So this is nothing new.
Well, I think it's maybe the second time. Well, no, how many of our presidents have been assassinated? Yeah, occasionally, every once in a while, the deep state regime changes our own country. And that's certainly what they did to John F. Kennedy. And it certainly looks like that's what they were trying to do to Donald Trump. I am waiting for Donald Trump to lose his temper on this stuff. And I know it's bad form for a president to get angry, and you should never make decisions when you're angry. But I wish he'd show some kind of a reaction other than a tweet.
Well, you would think so.
I mean, especially now that we know two of his own cabinet people were on board with this plan.
Right. Well, I still believe that Donald Trump is being blackmailed. He's not in charge, and maybe that's why he's not responding. Because I know I will be very angry. I will have a press conference and using all kinds of language expressing my anger.
Yeah, I mean, Lindsey Graham is more upset about this than Donald Trump appears to be.
Right, right. So, well, Mike, I'm going to let you go. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And a very alert listener has just chastised me for forgetting how old I am. I'm actually 66 now. I'll be 67 later this year. So I think my watch is slow or something. Let's face it. I'm an old guy, and I have to deal with old guy stuff every once in a while. All right, we're going to take another commercial break here. We'll be back with another phone call and more about computers after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I just saw the most bizarre thing on Fox News. Apparently, the Army is way behind in their recruiting goals. And so they're trying a new tack now, which is to get out on social media and try and interact with potential recruits. And also, they're releasing music videos of rap and hip hop. Far cry from America's Army, you know. But that's... that's how desperate they are. I can't imagine any young person or the parent of any young person going along with this. We all know we're heading into more wars. Anyway. All right, let's take a couple more phone calls. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, before I get to it, I wanted to ask you. I saw that. I was at the gym earlier, and they had that, when I was doing my aerobic workout there, I was watching it. They had that on Fox News there about the rapping. I was laughing. They're not going to get millennials. And millennials and Generation Z is smart enough. They get the news from people like you. They don't get the news from the fake news networks anymore. So they better figure something out before they wind up coming with a draft. And that's going to take down the country. If it does. But, Mike, I want to ask you about that 5G, okay? I'm really,
yes.
I hear a lot about it, and from what I hear, it sounds like it's very dangerous.
But as I said before, I think that is being put on out by the companies that have invested heavily in 4G and don't have the funds to upgrade.
Yeah, but I heard that you're going to upgrade all over the country, though.
Yeah, if you've got the money for the infrastructure. You know, I'm not talking about people with cell phones. I'm talking about the actual cell phone companies themselves. They have invested a lot of money in the 4G infrastructure. They're probably still making payments on it. They may simply be looking at the 5G upgrade as something they can't afford to do right now. If their competitors upgrade to 5G, then they're going to lose a lot more business and they're going to be in trouble. So what do? You scare the public away from a better product that threatens your bottom line.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm hearing this not just, the, you know, I don't bother with the mainstream media anymore anyway. I'm hearing this more on alternate media, okay, on programs like yours. Not you yourself, but programs like yours that, you know, there's one thing after another, the danger of 5G, it'll attack your DNA.
Yeah, it's a propaganda campaign, and they're on social media, and they're calling into independent media shows because this is where the audience is.
It's not just call-ins. I mean, some of the shows, you know, like you see on YouTube and stuff, some of the people who got shows like yours coming out, say, including Alex Jones.
Mark, let me just put it to you this way. Okay, given the physics of radio waves, there is absolutely no reason for 5G to be any more of a problem than 4G.
You think 4G is bad for you? I mean, you know, I use now. I'm all into this stuff the last few years. But I'm just wondering, how healthy do you think this really is? Like using, you know, the Wi-Fi and all that, you know, because you hear different things.
Well, that's why I phrased that statement exactly the way I did. I didn't say that they were both perfectly safe. I'm saying there is no physics reason for 5G to be any worse than 4G is. Maybe it'd be a better way to say it here. I don't think we can point at any one source of radio energy, cell phone, the tablet, the Wi-Fi receiver, as a concern. But I am concerned about the total saturation of radio energy in which we live that is coming from everything around us. amateur radio, radars, of which we have a lot of them here in down here in Pearl Harbor, over-the-air broadcast of radio and TV. It's just this constant noise of radio energy, and at some point I think there could be an issue. But when you look at how much money is based on the use of the radio spectrum, you're never going to get anybody to look at this seriously.
Yeah, but a regular AM and FM radio or even your TV, like even your satellite TV or something, or cable TV, that doesn't, you know, you're not getting radiation out of that.
The radiation is coming from the broadcast tower. And we're talking, you know, thousands and thousands of watts of power to get that signal into your radio or your TV set. Then you got police radios, you've got handheld two-way walkie-talkies, even those little sensors over the door at the supermarket that open the door for you automatically. Those are radar units.
So in other words, one way or the other, what do you say we can do to protect ourselves?
You know, well, if you're rich enough to build a house that's a Faraday cage, I recommend it rather highly. In terms of using a cell phone, if you're concerned about putting that cell phone up to your ear, definitely think about using either the headset that came with it or getting a Wi-Fi earpiece. In the case of our Hyundai, we're very lucky. It's actually got a built-in Bluetooth phone. So when a call comes in, we don't even have to touch the cell phone. We just touch this little screen on the front of the thing, and it comes up, and we can talk and drive and not get a $300 ticket.
Yeah, I got that on my Hyundai also. The other thing is I normally use the speakerphone. I don't put the phone up to my ear. I'm talking to you now on the speakerphone. I think it's coming pretty good, right?
I can tell that you're on a speakerphone.
Good.
To reiterate, I think this rumor mongering about 5G being dangerous is a panic move by 4G cell phone providers who do not have the capitalization or simply do not wish to have to upgrade at this time. But some of the nation's biggest carriers, they've seen the writing on the wall, and they are starting the conversion right now. And it may be a big success. It may not. I got to be very honest. 4G works fine for me. 3G was a little slow and sketchy, but 4G works just fine for me. I think, if anything, it is the backbone behind all of these systems that is starting to log jam up with funny cat and videos and so forth. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go. We're getting close to the end of the show. I want to switch over to Rick in Arizona. Rick, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Quickly on that 5G, I think what everybody's missing on is when that thing is up and running, where they got the repeaters on every block, you're going to know exactly where you are 24/7. You're going to know.
They already do that now. They already do that now.
It's approximate. It's approximate.
No, you. Like, every cell phone. Hey, let me talk. Every cell phone. All right. Every cell phone has a GPS built in. And that GPS can be read over the cell phone system. That's the reality of life in the United States today. So. All right. We've got another caller on the line. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Look, I'm 48 years old, and I'm around electronics all the time, and I'm still alive. And you got to worry more about the wars and
The same here. I've been around some very intense electronics all of my life, including some of the stuff I worked with at NASA, you know, that had warning stickers on it. And I'm fine now, outside of being 66 years old and holding and holding and holding.
You got to be worried more about using Roundup.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and 5G is about China. That's all it's about. It's about China. And, Mike, I don't know if you heard the news with the UK is on the 5G with China now, because it seems like they're okay with the so-called security risks that the United States has been putting out. You know, it's They can listen into you and all that, you know, and the NSA can't.
Yeah, like American cell phones don't already have that. We know that the NSA is backdoored every personal electronic item, going all the way back to Windows NT. And that includes the Mac, and that includes Linux. I mean, you want to talk about being concerned about personal privacy. Forget about China. Our own government is the worst violator of the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, this is all about economics and business. And I said it before, because China is overtaking us in the tech sector. Either they have, or it's very soon they're going to, because Huawei is number two in the world for cell phones. You know, Apple's not.
Yes.
You know, Samsung, Huawei, and Apple. And eventually Huawei is going to take over Samsung's spot. So it's just inevitable.
Yeah, I think they are, because unfortunately both Samsung and Apple have made a bad strategic decision. They're going for high-end status phones, you know, like the iPhone XR, which is, what, $1,000? Although I'm already seeing ads for discounts. You know, in this current economy, people can't spend $1,000 for a cell phone. They want a phone that is affordable, that's going to do the basic things they need it to do. And I'm not surprised that Apple's, cutting back on production. People just don't want those high-end phones. They don't need all the whiz-bang. And I'm sure probably everybody who got an iPhone went through the same experience. You got yourself an Apple gift card, an iTunes gift card, rather, and you loaded up your phone with all kinds of really cool, interesting apps. And after about 2 weeks, you stopped using them all. And you were back to phone calls, web browsing, and email.
Mike, my phone is an old cell phone. It doesn't even have a smartphone. Doesn't have any applications on the screen. It's very basic, because I'm not going to sit there twiddling my thumb on little screen, you know. I mean, I got big screens at home. You know, I don't need to
I understand where you're going here, but I'm going to be very, very honest. I do like my iPhone, and I do have a few apps on there, some stuff for astronomy, some stuff, music software to support Claire and her choir, things like that. And it is very useful to have that, at hand. Along with a couple of flight simulators, if I happen to have a few minutes where I've got nothing to do. So I do like the iPhone, and I do like the iPhones better than the Galaxies, because Claire's last phone was a Galaxy, and it was less than pleasant. It's a good idea. It's just too expensive right now. And I think Apple and Samsung need to look at pulling back on some of the high tech, like the facial scanner, that drives up the price of manufacture, and come on back down to a very basic unit on which, you know, you can make calls, do the mail, do the web browsing, and run the basic apps out of the application store. You know, and one of the things that is really annoying to me is that I had apps on my older iPhones that when I upgraded the iPhone and the iOS upgraded, suddenly they wouldn't work anymore. And it would say, contact the developer, and you go over to the iTunes store, and the developer is no longer there.
Hey, Mike, can I switch gears? Do I still have some time left?
Yeah, you've got a little time, yes.
Okay, there's a report from Lebanon from a very high, I mean, this is like probably the most reliable news in the Middle East. It's from Lebanon. They said that supposedly the insurgents in Idlib are running really short on ammunition. So something's been squeezed
good.
To where they can't get ammunition in there, which means, because remember, Turkey, Iran, and Russia just had that Sochi meeting, and supposedly Erdogan is probably putting the squeezer by not bringing them any more, like, you know, aid, pretty much, you know. So, like, you know,
well,
I don't know if he's going to...
We can expect a U.S. airdrop any minute now.
Yeah, like in Venezuela. Did you see the non-collapse Pence got when he mentioned Trump sends his...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean...
You could hear the crickets off in the distance.
It's a failed coup, Mike. It is a failed coup, so they're going to try the next step, which is sending on in these groups of what they did in the Maidan, you know, these provocateurs.
What they did in Syria, yeah, paramilitaries, yeah. Mercenaries.
But it's hard over there because they don't have that Wahhabist, you know, the jihadi blowing them. You know, Venezuela is a different group of people. It's a different, you know, it's just different.
It's also a different environment. I mean, the U.S. does very well out in desert, wide open country. You can see the enemy coming. Historically, the United States has never done well in a jungle environment. They didn't in World War II. They certainly didn't in Vietnam.
And then real quick, Mike, Russia just completed successful tests on that new cruise missile that's using a nuclear power source.
Yes.
So I don't know how a successful, because, you know, there's always hit and misses with these tests, but from what I've read that this was successful. But the real test would have it flying around for a couple hours, right? I mean, wouldn't that be like, unless they did already? Because if it's at a nuclear power source, it should be capable of flying around for a few hours, right? I would think.
Well,
not
actually, with a nuclear power source, it can basically fly around the world. And I know they tested the propulsion unit successfully last year, and they're just now going into actual tests in the air. I'm very curious as to how that engine operates, I've got a bit of a guess, but if my guess is correct, it's going to be very simple and mechanically elegant, fewer moving parts, and that's going to make it more reliable.
And they just showed off the new Buk M3 at Abu Dhabi Expo.
Yep.
And also Kalashnikov showed off their new drone. It's a suicide drone.
Yes.
That flies into its target. And they also showed off the Panzer S1, that whole array system with the rockets and the machine guns on it. I forgot the exact name. But all right, Mike, have a good rest of the show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to John in Little Rock. John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, why is it everybody on RBN is an expert on Israel? You and this other talk show host that I call into. I'm an expert. When I offered you guys a real Israeli Jew to interview, and y'all turn it down, and it really upsets me, man. I'm an expert on Israel. I got the real deal. She's ready to come on.
Well, what's his name? What's his name?
Her.
What's her name?
Sarah Jacobson. I sent you the email, man.
Okay. I'll have to look for that.
Well, she just made another video that she told me to post. And it's about the DBS Act. And trust me, she really blasts Arkansas where I live at. I love her for that one.
Okay. All right, well, send me the link to the video as well, and I'll see about putting that up as well, okay? All right, listen, John, we're coming up in a commercial break. I got to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines. We'll be back with the last segment of today's program after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And this, of course, was President's Day weekend, and we still have a little more of President's Day. And apparently California actually issued last Friday a warning to avoid skiing over President's Day weekend because there was too much snow to keep up with the plow demand on dangerous mountain roads. And, of course, for skiing fans in California, that was a little frustrating. In many cases, the ski resorts themselves shut down, both because of the dangers of avalanches and because the snow was so high that it was burying tow lines. And in some cases, the chairlifts were being impeded by the snow as well. So getting on out here, let's see. Mammoth Mountain broke a more than 30-year record for monthly snowfall. Snow made for a slippery Monday morning commute over there in Connecticut. And state police are advising drivers to exercise caution. Traffic in Sierra at standstill following the weekend of snow. It's been at a near standstill for most of yesterday. We don't know how it is today. Weekend travelers attempted to head home amid the snow, and Highway 50 and Interstate 80 were open, but chain controls were required. And of course, you always drive a lot slower on those chains. In a lot of places where the communities are unprepared for the heavy winter because they actually believed Al Gore, they're now calling on local businesses and even private citizens to get out there and try and deal with some of the snow as well. That may not go over very well. And part of the problem is that the snowplow drivers are not being very careful about closing off driveways. And so you have a homeowner who shoveled out his driveway. He's getting ready to drive to work. A snowplow goes by, and all of a sudden there's another huge mountain of snow at the end of his driveway. So it's getting a little testy out there. You have to be very, very careful. Snowing hard on Vail Mountain. And finally, an important question that we need to ask. As the snow piles up, where will it go? Well, every time we have one of these record-setting winters, it's going to be followed by a spring with record-setting floods. And that is just, unfortunately, the way that it operates. And in communities where the flood control is not being maintained or doesn't even exist, there could be serious, serious problems. Now, Martin Armstrong is slamming Al Gore's deliberate global warming fraud, says it was done purely to increase governmental power. That was one agenda. The other was Al Gore wanted to make money off of it from his carbon credits. He bragged about wanting to be the world's first carbon billionaire. And he got planning on how to set up his carbon trading system from Enron's Ken Lay, because Al Gore wanted to do to planet Earth with carbon dioxide what Enron had done to California with electricity. It was a scam right from the get-go. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please share what you learn here with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. Have a pleasant and safe rest of President's Day. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.